Hey guys, welcome to Soul Cleanse. If you are craving something that you don't even know what you're feeling anymore, if you're craving a shift in your life, in your mind, in your body, this is where you're supposed to be. You were brought here for a reason. You were brought here to understand your patterns, to move through things, to shift things in your life, and to really learn the tools to bring you into your highest potential of who you are meant to be. Let's dive into all the uncomfortable conversations and the gifts that are going to bring you closer to you. Hello, hello. Welcome. I always feel like I say the same exact hello, hello, welcome every time. So what is going on? You know, I've been really on a thing lately where I've been keeping up with the episodes and you guys have been listening. So thank you so much for being here. Like I've been having a lot to talk about and I'm excited to be back on the platform pretty consistent lately. So let's dive in to the topic today. This is I always say these are big ones and it's this whole journey of self inner work is such an in-depth journey. Like, you know, that it's just so much, there's so much in here that it can be overwhelming and you can get lost and you're like, am I drowning? What's happening in here? So take some breathers, take some time sometimes to just watch a fucking funny movie, go laugh with friends, like belly laugh, like go dance, like go take moments because we can get so wrapped up in like, this is so exhausting. I'm working on myself so much. So today I want to dive into self-love. And when I talk about self-love, like when I first hear that, I'm like, like the self-love cheesy things that you need to do. But it's really honoring the self-love and self-connection within yourself. I have quite a few things to have you kind of reflect on this, you know, how you're showing up on a day-to-day for yourself and really embodying, you know, self-love and connection, like how you show up for your body, what you're putting in. I've been talking about this, I think even more lately because I'm realizing I've known, you know, for a very long time, obviously, but how important it is to, you know, move with your body, what you're feeding your body, what you're putting in your body. That's an act of self-love and the relationship that you have with your body. Are you connecting, you know, with your body? How does it feel to actually see yourself naked? Like, does that make you uncomfortable? What is your inner voices say when you see yourself? Like, we all have something and some of us, you know, have it a lot more in depth than others. And that's from, you know, what we've been modeled, what we've listened to since we were kids, like the family of origin, the people that we surround ourselves with, like so much like society tells you how to have a relationship with your body. Like if you don't have this like perfect body, and it's nice actually now that they've now been embodying like all bodies now, like representing like having a love for yourself here more than, you know, the typical bikini model male, like just looks amazing. And then you don't actually know that sometimes like the people that, you know, they quote unquote, like look the best, like you look up to them are actually really not doing well. Not everybody, but you don't ever know what people are going through. You know, we have such a thing that we love to see the image of people and want that, but you actually don't know what's going on in depth of the image of the person. So thinking about that, the relationship with your body, like even the intimate relationship with your body, that's important. That's really important. And I think that, you know, you'd be like, oh, well, we're going to go there. It's important. It's a necessity to have a relationship, an intimate relationship with your body. You should know your body. You should know what you like. You should be able to have that experience with yourself. And it took me a while actually to have that experience with myself. Like, I was like, I was like, oh, this is stupid. Like, I feel dumb. Blah, blah, blah. Like, so many different stories here. I felt ridiculous. Like, there's a tiny bit of like my inner like shame coming up right now. Like, you're really going to talk about this on this episode? Fuck yes, I am. Because I really wanted to embody the woman that I'm becoming. Like, I wanted to have that intimate relationship with myself. I wanted to know what I liked, what I didn't like. And I'm still exploring all those parts. And like, there are certain people, well, obviously, you know, this conversation can come up in an intimate, like, you know, safe setting too, but I've had conversations where, you know, they really don't have an intimate relationship with themselves. And it's so important and vital to have that, to spend some time with you, how you speak to your body, how you breathe with your body, how you touch your body. It is so important because you're a part of, like, this is all the self-love, the self-connectionness that you have. Like, do you share your, how sacred is your body? Are you sharing your body? You know, and something that's not a sacred experience, like, you have to, and that's a different type of, like, you have to check in with you. Like, whoo, this could go really deep here. I mean, it always does, but like, I always say something and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a whole episode itself. But even, you know, the traumas or things that we've been through, even abuse or things could happen, like the relationship that we have with our body on how we honor that it is such a sacred, like, temple of ourselves. Like, it's so precious. It's ours. And you know, who we're sharing that with, who has access to us, but really, and checking in with that, you know, like, how are you going out and exploring the world? Like in a way that, you know, feels like you're still honoring yourself. You know, you still feel like connected to your body and your experience. Like, what are you learning here? What are you discovering? What are you unlearning? And then also, you know, the relationship with your inner voice, like, you know, if we have body dysmorphia, I remember when I was losing, all my weight and I was like, but I don't really feel like it wasn't matched. I wasn't connected to it. I was losing. I wanted that. I wanted to lose the weight. I wanted to become fit. And then all the weight was coming off, but I didn't have a relationship with my body and I didn't have a relationship with the inner voices. Like it wasn't actually going in and healing with the journey. Like I was going too fast from like how I was trying to lose weight and eat right, but I wasn't connected to it. It was like a disconnect doing the checklist of all the things I needed to do to lose weight and do all that and learn how to eat. But I actually still was not connected to my body. I was not connected. I didn't love her. I didn't know how to connect to me. I knew that I would look and I'm like, is this right? But I didn't feel connected, which ended up leading to me to sabotage myself and go into like binge eating. Cause I was like, I don't know how I got this. I don't deserve this body because I wasn't connected to it. So many aha moments there. And you have to think on that. Like, what is your inner voice say? Even when you go on a journey of weight loss, like, are you doing it for somebody else? Are you doing it for you? Are you doing it? It has to come from you. It has to come from you. Like, people can be, you know, say you need to lose weight, or it needs to be because of your health, or you have to lose weight because you're going to want to have a baby. Like, it has to have that deep, like, I want to take care of myself. I want to take care of myself. And it's going to be a hard self-love journey if you've never really taken care of yourself. And this, like, self-love of learning to connect to yourself has been such a rewiring and undoing of everything I've ever known. Like, I make sure that even when I'm working with my soul divers, like, we have to do mirror work. We need to see ourselves. We need to talk to ourselves. We need to see how our eyes changes when we do the inner work within The glow that comes within when you're doing the outer work and the inner work is so important to have the two, to connect them together, because you have to be connected to yourself and your body during this process, because then you're going to have to go back and then go into a different thing and clean. I mean, you can all do it. Like, you know, it's like you're not doing anything wrong per se, but to have an awareness that this is all connected here, and to learn the inner voices of like, oh, this is not my inner voice. This is my grandmother's inner voice, or this is not so-and-so's inner voice. This is like somebody that, you know, like I used to be connected with. It's like something that they said here, or this is something that was wounded in my childhood, like how people would see me. And to know that you have to, once you come into learning to love yourself, you end up having a new voice coming in that says, I got your back. It's very gentle. It's strong. Like I've had to, now I have a new inner like voice that comes in with me of like, that's unacceptable. That's not who that is. This is when you were this age. This is what's coming up for you here. Do I always get this right? Fuck no. But the tools that I've built within myself, they're all building. So when the caution alarms go off, or the big red alarms go off, or I'm completely down, I'm like, don't forget those little things that you have in your toolbox. And this is all part of self-love connection time. And also something to think about too is, you know, where was self, well, a couple things. Where was love modeled to you? And like, what is love to you? What is love? Like we look at all the movies and everything, and then we see some relationships where you're like, oh, I want that. And then sometimes we don't actually have any healthy love around us. So we're like, I don't even know what a healthy love looks like. A healthy love with self, a healthy love out there, because there's so much conditioning that comes up with love within ourselves. Like, it's really sad. Like if I look at the functioning of how a lot of people, you know, within myself, like I always bring myself forward. So I will call out my shit here. And when I see others, like how they, you know, they love themselves and how they're trying to do it now. And it feels so foreign. Like, what is this? And, you know, the healthy love on what was modeled to you. You know, what love have you experienced in relationships? You know, what you thought love was, you know, when you said, I love you, like, what does I love you mean to you? And when you look back at all your past relationships, would you say that what kind of love you had, and what kind of love do you desire going into your future? Or even if you're in a relationship right now, building with yourself, vital, and then also with your partner, like the love that you guys are showing for each other here, and also to undo the codependency that we have within each other. Like, you know, if you're mad, I'm mad, or if you do this, you know, I can't do this without you. Like for us to have independency of love within ourselves, like, you know, I don't need therapy, you need therapy. Like to have an understanding of where people are at within their journey here. This is a lot. I love when I've been having a lot of things come clear lately, because I've been learning so much where I'm at right now. For me to be really consistent on here and just having a ton of inspiration and medicine and grief and healing that's been coming through here, I'm so happy and honored to share this information out in the world to see, you know, where this lands for you, because having the relationship with ourselves is so vitally important, and it really models like the love that we think we deserve, the love that we want, the love that we desire, you know, the love that we accept, the one that we're like, I'm not, you know what, this is not right anymore. Like, I don't want that kind of love. Like, I want the quality love. And sometimes you don't even know what that looks like, because you've had so much happen that you're like, what the fuck is healthy love? Like, it's not the Disney movies, because you can go into all the conditioning of that and you're like, what is healthy love? And you guys should have, you know, when you, if you fight with yourself, or even you and your partner have a disagreement, it's also, that's important to have disagreements. You guys should have your own inner thoughts and how you process. Like, you guys are individually different here, but it's also on how you repair, Can you actually communicate with each other and not in a way of attacking, to acknowledge the wounds that are coming up for you when you're having a hard conversation? Like, I'm really being activated right now. Are you always going to get this right? No, but you can really have some accountability here. Like, you can have safe words. You can have a safe space. You can say, you know, like, if I get to a level 10, like, I need to like calm down. Like, you need to have all these things communicated up front and think about like the incredible relationship that you can have for modeling for yourself, and then for you guys having for each other, because things are going to happen in a relationship. All of our shit comes up in intimate relationships. I've learned so much about myself on the work that I've been doing on myself, individual, on myself alone, and then the relationships that I've been in. I'll look back and be like, oh my God, that was not an act of self-love. Oh my gosh, that was not a way of loving when I did that to my partner. Like, I didn't want to do that to her, but I didn't know any better at the time. I didn't know any better at the time. So now I have to look and be like, I have to have compassion for that part of myself. And then looking forward, like, I'll do certain things. I'm like, damn, I can tell that I've been doing the work. So that's an act of like self innerness that like it all comes together. Like, when you invest in yourself and you really want to show up in a different way of honoring yourself and the people that you surround yourself with and in relationship, it has such a ripple impact effect here. You know, when you think about like how your friendships are, how are they showing up for each other? Even if the relationships they're in, like, where are you being modeled love? Like, where do you see how people show up? Or do you see a lot of people in your circle are really hurting themselves? Like, you don't actually feel love. You feel like they're almost like in a toxic, abusive relationship with themselves. You like, you see how they show up for themselves. You know, they do all these things where you see that they're obviously hurting themselves. They're hurt. And you're like, well, what are you going to do about it? You know, I think that we forget that we have so much power to be like, I don't want to do this anymore. And this is when you call in more support. You need some more support. And especially, no matter what, you always deserve to have more support here. You can't just read a self-help book and get there. That will help. That's a beautiful addition there. But to be in an intimate like place where you have to call out, you know, what you're doing, even in relationship too, like, it is one of the best things to invest in yourself, to like look innerly more at yourself. Innerly, is that a word? I'm gonna go with it. And just getting another lens of what's going on, you know, with the people that you're with, you know, how they're modeling themselves. Are they self-reflecting? You know, how do they handle, like, if you're like, you know, this really upset me, do they get defensive? Are you able to have a conversation that, you know, where you can hear both sides here, even though it's triggering? You know what I mean? I remember there was a conversation that I had with a friend at a time that we're not really connected anymore. And that's been a very sad part, but I wish her the best on her journey. But I remember there was one part where I was doing a lot of inner work on myself, and I got to put it into like an action, because we were like in a heated conversation, and I was like, oh crap, I could totally go old into the way that I used to like react and get really defensive, and then like my voice would get really loud, and then I would have to like, I would go into like, it almost was like a kid going through a tantrum of like, I need to be heard. Like, I'm not gonna let you speak. And I remember putting my hand over my heart, and I was like, whew, I am really triggered right now. And that, I was like, whoa, like I'm doing the work. I was like, I am really triggered right now. I need, and I'm like, and then I was crying. I was like, I just need a second to calm down. And I want to come back to this conversation when I actually can communicate and not be at a level 10 within myself and come back here, because I can't even actually put my emotions into words right now, but I hear you. And I also am very upset and I want to come back here. And that was huge, huge. So even taking that, even like that little bit of nugget into your day-to-day when you get triggered, like to bring your emotional levels down is another act of self-love and self-reflection within yourself on how you're going to respond within yourself. More like, I shouldn't have done that. Like, we can go into such a guilt shame with ourselves. Like, I shouldn't have reacted that way. And we learn, you know, like when pain comes up so much, we learn to either like take ownership or to continue to, you know, be in that. Like, you know, I saw a lot of my functioning from my mom and my dad. Like, that's what I've learned. That's what I was modeled, you know, and they're at a level of where they're at, and that's what they know. And I was like, I wanted to undo that conditioning and go into my own understanding of my conditioning and show up in a more growth oriented understanding way for me. That's what I wanted. Here. And I was full of fucking excuses. I didn't want to take any ownership. I was so defensive. I would always be like, well, I would name everything they were doing. I would never take anything, like any feedback back. I have such compassion for the part of me that went through so much pain that was like, I want to learn this. I want to be able to teach other people this. I want to be able to get a platform and talk about the fucking realness of life and the rawness of what it looks like to show up for ourselves on a day-to-day basis and what pain can bring us and what cycles and lessons that it can bring us that have the most beautiful gifts to have us to undo the conditioning that we've learned. Whew. And God, so good. Like sometimes I just pat myself on the back because the little girl and me didn't have a fucking clue how to love myself. I had no fucking clue how to love myself, and I would accept any type of love, what I thought was love, from how people would treat me. It had taken such an undoing and understanding to show the fuck up for myself and be here because I thought that I needed to be liked by everybody. So I didn't have a relationship with myself. I didn't have a relationship with my body. I didn't have an honor, like sacredness on what I thought I deserved, because I just wanted to make sure everybody else was taken care of and I could help them on their journey, when I didn't have any reflection or living and embody on what I needed for myself. And I'm so proud of myself for actually turning it around and saying, I'm not doing this anymore, because I don't want to just live from a hurt place. I don't want to let that little part in me to take, like, to own this life. I want to be able to take care of her. I don't want to let her do the driving. I want her to know that I got her fucking back. So when she comes up and thinks that she's not enough and her worthiness wound comes up, I have to go in and be like, oh my God, baby girl, I see you, but we're not there. And I'm going to hold this other part of you that comes up in our healing journey, like a new part that I have to love myself. And I have to go back and experience that part of myself for, you know, the first time again, to like meet that little part of myself. And it's so raw. It's so beautiful. And it's so real to learn this. And I know that a lot of people can relate to that, because we have codependent relationships and we're all the little healers out here making sure everybody's taken care of, but we forget that we need to actually take care of ourselves. Or if we put boundaries out, then, you know, that's mean, or that's not a, you know, it, if we show up for ourselves and start doing a level of quality here, people are so used to broken levels of love within themselves and broken levels of love of what they accept out in the world. And once you really start to claim that that brokenness within yourself, and you're like, I'm not gonna speak and allow the brokenness of me to keep doing this anymore. I'm not gonna let the broken me continue to keep breaking me. It's such a fucking ownership of your life, because you decide to actually put in the fucking work to know the value that you bring into this life, and that we all need, is for us to actually show up and really love ourselves, because we've been so much modeled broken love that that's the love that we accept, because we don't actually know how to love ourselves. So we're going out there and reflecting in the world and having all of our hurts and doing our things to, you know, all over, not meaning to, because we need to actually be with ourselves and understand our functioning and love who the fuck we are. And it takes a big ownership to call in more support and people that specialize in this and that are work, you know, embodying this in their life. Woof. It feels so good to connect to emotions. It feels so good. And not to have like my inner dialogue be like, ooh, that's too much. You're sharing too much emotion. Like, probably shouldn't do that. And I, like, now I'm like, oh, it feels so good to be so connected to it. I love when I get Tinder and I get to stay in that experience of sharing. So thank you guys for honoring that, and see where that comes up with you, to see, you know, how it feels to actually self-reflect with your emotions. You know, what do you do with your emotions? Do you ever have time where you actually give yourself a good cry? Does it feel embarrassing to cry? Because it's not. Crying is our heart speaking. Our heart is speaking when we cry, and we have such beautiful wisdom and releases that need to come up sometimes, and that it could be so layered. And sometimes we just need to just let it out, just let it out, just keep going. And then obviously get some exercise in, because that's such a empowering, like, oh my God, it's so good. I could actually probably do a part two on this. But I want to wrap it up and just talk about, you know, really learning the self-love practice. And it's such an honoring of relearning and undoing for the love that you are, you deserve. Also, even like what you're teaching your kids, like how are your kids understanding self-love? Like, that's where things are going to happen. That's what you're passing on to your kids. And that can be like, oh, shit. But it's a way of taking ownership for yourself, and also being able to honor their lives and what you want to model for them and teach. Oh my gosh. So important. So important. I mean, I know my parents did not have a good, they didn't have a relationship with themselves. I wasn't really modeled that. I wasn't. And we're not really modeled that. So I really wanted to understand that for myself, because of the relationships that I was doing with others and friends and everybody, like, you know, not loving me and allowing, you know, being connected with people that didn't love themselves either. And it was just like this whole thing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we just need to learn how to actually be with ourselves here. So it's a learning practice. It's, you know, it's felt foreign. It's felt fucking incredible to be able to show up in a quality way. Because I really want to honor this deep inner love within myself and model it and, you know, live it, not just, you know, say, oh, this is what you should do, but not actually embody it. We all have those people. I was that, raising my hand fucking high. We give the best advice for the shit that we do not follow. Now it's you following that. That's when you get your fucking ripple and ripped open. Like, oh shit, I need to actually follow my advice here. Like, we can give the best out advice, but we can't live it. I see you. And I see me in that part of myself too. Oh, God. Imagine like coming together now and like being with people that are actually doing the inner work and surrounding yourself with that, and be like, oh my God, that's my wound coming up. Like, calling your shit out. Like, what a fucking sexy conversation and ownership to be like, oh yeah, this is what's coming up for me right now. Boom. Like, such a beautiful blendedness of doing the work. God, self-love, what a journey of not just taking baths and having a glass of wine and getting a massage. It is so much more than getting your nails done and reading like a book on like how to take care of yourself. Like those are beautiful things to add into your self-love connection time with yourself. But the real nitty gritty is to go internally, outerly, everything, all of it, to look within. So see where this takes you. How are you showing up on a day to day? What has it reflect on all the relationships, and how do you actually want to honor and show up for you now, starting now? You can begin today and really to take ownership and call in whoever you feel called to work with here to build that quality of relationship with yourself and to have the love that you know that you deserve and that the love that you are, to be and embody with love.
I also want to mention that my book is now currently open for 2 to 3 soul divers that are ready to go on to this soul cleansing journey, that are ready to do the work within themselves, that are ready to evoke those truths that are coming up that are holding you back, to see what that pain point is right now for you. Maybe there's something where you feel stuck in. Maybe there's something that you're just craving that inner fire within yourself. Maybe you feel so good that you just want more. Whatever that point that's bringing that elevation of that emotion that's getting your attention right now, that's craving more, craving a breakthrough, let's connect. How we do that? How do we do a soul cleanse journey? We do it through physical movement. We do it with breath work. We do it with meditation. We do it where I ask you deep evoking questions to see where that lands in your soul, in your heart, to open you up in your spirit to even more of yourself, where you can't deny your own truth. We can add in yin yoga. We add in Reiki. I add in all these different modalities, and this is your unique journey. No one has the same journey. It's by listening to what things we're calling for within ourselves. We're saying, is this it? I know there's more out there. I know there's more within me. That is going to be your beautiful voice that's leading you to more, more expansion, more of your light, more of everything that you could even imagine. If this touches on something, please reach out. Reach out, reach out. And if it touches on something, but you're not ready to reach out, honor where you're being led. Honor where you're being led. To stop ignoring your own truths. You're only making yourself sick. And you deserve nothing but the absolute best in your life. Soul divers, continuously take care of yourself. And surround yourself with people that can deeply see you. But the most important secret is for you to deeply see yourself. I can't wait to connect with you. And if you're just here, just listening, I'm so grateful for you to be here. Thank you so much for being here, and share this with somebody that may have this hit them in a certain way. Maybe you want to do a soul cleanse journey with a friend or a partner or family. Reach out. I get so inspired and lit up by taking humans into this deep evoking journey within themselves. It is the most beautiful, transformative thing I've ever seen within people. You get to come into this light within yourself that you didn't even know was there. You are the light. And I know that might sound super cheesy, but it's true. We all need to shine and be our own unique lights in this world. Thank you so much for being here and continuously to choose you.